Well, I'm losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. And it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. But now the pace we're living takes a wind from the sail. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. And it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, every night you drag me where the bright lights are found. There ain't no way of slowing you down. And I'm about as helpless as a leaf in a gale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. And it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Yes, it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Oh, it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Least of all.
Who in all this world did I think would be untrue? Tell me we were through. Oh, oh, least of all, least of all you. You who were so understanding, you who said to me we would always be together through eternity. Who now would I like to see hurt the way I do? Oh, oh, least of all, least of all you. You who were so understanding, said to me we would always be together through eternity. Who now would I like to see hurt the way I do? Oh, oh, least of all, least of all. I've got a never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I want to do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd sing my never-ending song of love for you. After all this time of being alone, we can love one another, we can feel for each other from now on. Feels so good, I can hardly stand it. Never-ending love for you. From now on, that's all I want to do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd sing my never-ending song of love for you. After all this time of being alone, for each other from now on. Feels so good, I can hardly stand it. Never ending love for you. From now on, that's all I wanna do. From the first time we met, I knew I'd sing my never-ending song of love for you. I'd sing my never-ending song of love for you.
Our last song is Bye Bye Love.
Change over to my 1695 violin. This violin was 37 years old when George Washington was born, according to history. And we'll see what it'll do. Now we're going to bring Down Yonder. Behind me, back we used to back in the old days. We had this little grandmother's products around the whole country, far place. Well, sometimes we didn't have that old gourd fiddle or some fiddle like this. Well, we'd have to reach down and get a broom straw or a knitting needle or something to start the dance. And we'd chuck a lighted knot in the fireplace and make a light, because kerosene was hard to get. So what we'd generally do. We start off, swing that girl, the girl you left behind. So we're going to now try to play that for you. We thank you. Behind you. you very much.
Come by here, Zeke.
Song. My sister and I are going to do Where Have All the Flowers Gone?
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? Gone to young men, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young men gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young men gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young men gone? Gone to soldiers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the soldiers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the soldiers gone? Gone to graveyards, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time passing. Where have all the graveyards gone? Long time ago. Where have all the graveyards gone? Grown to flowers, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
Okay, I don't know how many of you are familiar with Jimmy Rogers, the Blue Yodeler. But he was one of the first ones in this country to ever record yodeling. And he did it in a very simple manner. And I'm going to do Hobo Bill, and I'm going to do it just the way he did it.
Riding on an eastbound freight train, speeding through the night. Hobo Bill, the railroad bum, was fighting for his life. Of his soul, he raised a weak and weary hand to brush away the cold. Oh, nothing
the driving rain so cold. When he heard a whistle blowing in a dreamy kind of way, the hobo seemed contented, for he smiled there where he lay.
Thank you, friends. Cousin Tom and I are going to sing. sing. He's going to sing first a song called "The Stern Old Bachelor." It's one of the old. We just sing the traditional ones. I hope y'all can stand hearing it again.
Oh, I'm a stern old bachelor. My years are 44. I do declare I'll never live with women anymore. I go to bed whenever I please and get up just the same. I change my socks 3 times a year with none to give me blame. Hello, old log shanty, a shanty dear to me, for I'm a stern old bachelor from matrimony free. At night when I'm in peaceful sleep, my snores can do no harm. I'll never have to walk the floor with an infant on my arm. And when I die and go to heaven, where all good bachelors go, I'll never grieve nor have no fear. My wife will be there too. Our little old cabin, a shanty dear to me, for I'm a stern old bachelor with fancy eternity.
Thank you. Out of the war between the states was a singing war. And on the northern side, there were a great many Irish Americans. And my grandfather happened to be on the wrong side, that side. And he brought back this song from the Irish. And it proves that the Irish can make a joke out of anything. So I wanted to sing this one. Just a minute, I had to find my key. Old Mrs. McRae, she went down to the quay, and she saw two ships coming from say. Ships, old ships, howled out for a while, and gave some intelligence of Teddy Bickney child measuring. Army measuring and up far doing all, a nice and Teddy's got home from the war. Old Mrs. McRae, she went down to the strand, the very place where the ship were to land, and the very first man that she did save was her son Ted, with his leg shot away, muttering, "Are muttering and up, are doing on, my son Teddy's got home from the war." Oh, Teddy, was you drunk? Oh, Teddy, was you mad? Oh, what did you do with the 2 legs you had? Or was you a bomb truck over the sea that you got your 2 fine chin shot away, muttering? Are muttering and up, are doing on, my son Teddy's got home from the war. Oh, my son Teddy was tall and slim, and he had 2 legs fit for anything. But a tiddly leg has he, no, no, they're all shot away with the big cannonball measuring. Are measuring and up, are doing on, my son Teddy's got home from the war. We're going to sing just one more little traditional song. It comes in various forms. This is the American variant. It's called, "Oh, Who Will Shoe Your Pretty Little Foot?"
Oh, who will shoe your pretty little foot? And who will glove your hand? And who will kiss your red ruby lips when I'm off to a foreign land?
My father will shoe my pretty little foot. My mother will glove my hand. But my red rosy lips will go off to when I'm off to home again.
You know a crow is coal, coal black, and turns to a purple hill. And ever I propose
so nice.
We're the Seafood Combo. We come over here this morning to give you a little music with good taste and a little music that tastes good. We're going to do a tarantella for the first one for everybody that claps their hands out there.
Helps a lot. Keeps the beat going. Gets us warmed up. Next song I'd like to do is called Fair Lie, and it's a song written by a couple of friends of ours. Thank you.
Thank you.
Never hot in the sun. That reminds me of how the Suwannee flows. Nice and easy. Wait till tonight, we're going to really boogie out tonight with some of our sing-alongs and some other music. We're going to do a tango for you now.
Anybody out there know how to do the tango? We could have some tango dancers up here. Nothing like a good tango along the banks of the Suwannee.
The name of this one is Jealousy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Tango, tango. We'd love to do another one if you have time, but we'll have to see.
We do have time. So, time for one more?
Well, let's save it for the next time.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
This is what they call when he cometh. Alakayo, palakayo, tanakin, hopo, yes, nagomalgan, nagomalgan, is his ayofan, atayat ki kuchujum, but omit his akosin, anhayayak, so got his me yoks asikon. Thank you.
I haven't been down here for the whole program. We've been up at the mini concert, which is down the road a piece. And I haven't heard all of what's going on, but I don't think any children's songs have been sung yet. And I'd like to sing one for you. It's called Sweet Potatoes.
Soon as we all cook sweet potatoes, sweet potatoes, sweet potatoes. Soon as we all cook sweet potatoes, eat 'em right straight up. Soon as supper's at, mama hollers, mama hollers, mama hollers. Soon as supper's at, mama hollers, get along to bed. Soon as we touch our head to the pillow, to the pillow, to the pillow. Soon as we touch our head to the pillow, go to sleep right smart. Soon as the rooster crows in the morning, in the morning, in the morning. Soon as the rooster crows in the morning, gotta wash our face.
One of the songs that has proved a favorite is, well, it's pretty appropriate no matter at what time you sing it. It was written in the 1800s, but given the present state of our economy, it's kind of appropriate today, too. It was written by a woman who lost all of her children as a result of the Civil War, and it's called A Housewife's Lament. It's got a chorus to it, and if you can catch on to it, throw your heads back and sing it with gusto, because it's very appropriate. It goes like this. Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures, they dwindle and prices, they double. And nothing is as I would wish it to be. Want to try that? Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures, they dwindle and prices, they double. And nothing is as I would wish it to be. Now, a couple of brave souls tried it out there, but as we go along, you'll pick it up. Now, I've forgotten the first verse. Oh. One day I was a-walking, I heard a-complainin', and saw an old woman, a picture of gloom. She gazed at the mud on her doorstep, 'twas a-rainin', and this was her song as she wielded her broom. Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures, they dwindle and prices, they double. And nothing is as I would wish it to be. There's too much of worriment goes into a bonnet. There's too much of ironing goes into a shirt. There's nothing that pays for the time you waste on it. There's nothing that lasts us but trouble and dirt. Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures, they dwindle and prices, they double. And nothing is as I would wish it to be. In March it is mud, it is slush in December. The midsummer breezes are loaded with dust. In fall the leaves litter, in muddy September the wallpaper rots and the candlesticks rust. Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures they dwindle and prices they double. And nothing is as I would wish it to be. Last night in my dreams I was stationed forever on a far little rock in the midst of the sea. My one chance of life was a ceaseless endeavor to sweep off the waves as they swept over me. Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Like pleasures they dwindle and prices they double. And nothing is as I would wish it to be. Alas, 'twas no dream, ahead I behold it. I see I am helpless my fate to avert. She lay down her broom, her apron she folded. She lay down and died and was buried in dirt. Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures they dwindle and prices they double and triple. And nothing is as I would wish it to be. Now I'd like to ask Cousin Thelma to join me in another children's song. And she will be playing the Dancing Man, or Jack Limberlegs. Yes, ma'am. My bag of tricks here. No, it's a ham sandwich in there. Now. You got another one of those? No? Okay. Well,
it'll pick it up, I believe.
Okay. This is an Appalachian dulcimer, and it was given to me by Dr. Ed Fleming, and it's quite a prized possession for me. It was made back in 1948 by Jethro Ambergy, who's a legendary dulcimer maker. And what we'd like to do for you is What'll I Do with a Baby-O, which is sort of a babysitting song.
What'll I do with a baby-O? What'll I do with the baby, oh?
See, this mic needs to be moved back a little bit. Next number, one that's familiar to all of us, I'm sure. Farewell to the Aloha Oi, the Hawaiian song. Last number played on the tenor saw is Danny Boy.
I'd like to invite everybody up to the mini concerts. If you want to sit and chat with the people that are performing, you'll find them under the tent at the mini concerts. You can sit down and talk to them, and you can get some close-up pictures. You people with all the monster telephoto lenses and such that want to take good pictures. I grew up in West, by God, Virginia. And this song is a very sad ballad that I have never heard anywhere except in West Virginia. It tells the story of two little kids that wandered out into the woods where they shouldn't have been and ended up dead. My dears, do you know that a long time ago there were two little children whose names I don't know, wandered away on a bright summer day and got lost in the woods, I've heard people say. And when it was night, how sad was the sight. The moon had gone down and the stars gave no light. They sighed and they sighed and they bitterly cried, and when they got weary, they lay down and died. And when they were dead, the robin so red brought strawberry leaves and over them spread, and sang a sweet song the whole night long to the babes in the wood, poor babes in the wood. Simple, short, and sweet. Now, the railroads built this country. Everybody knows about the FFV, or Engine 143. They know about the wreck of 97. This is the wreck of the number 9. Somehow these songs always have sort of a cheerful tune and mournful words. 'Twas a dark, stormy night, not a star was in sight, and the cold wind came blowing down the line. And the brave engineer, with his sweetheart so dear, was waiting to pull on number 9. She kissed him goodbye with a tear in her eye, and the joy in her heart she could not hide. And the whole world seemed bright when she told him that night that tomorrow she'd be his blushing bride. The wheels hummed a song as the train rolled along, and the black smoke came pouring from the stack. And the headlight agleam seemed to brighten his dream of tomorrow when he'd be coming back. Then his brave heart stood still as he rolled around the hill, for a headlight was gleaming in his face. And he murmured a prayer as he turned on the air, for he knew this would be his final race. In the wreck he was found lying there on the ground, and he asked him to lift his weary head. And this message he sent as his breath slowly went to the maiden who thought she soon would wed. There's a little white home that I bought for our own, where I thought we'd be happy by and by. And I will it to you, for I know you'll be true till we meet at the Golden Gates. Goodbye. Thank you.
Oh, I got myself a shack. I did what I could. And I called my shack, break my back. But the land was sweet and good, and I did what I could. When I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man. So I got myself a duck, I did what I could. And I called my duck pot of luck, called my shack, break my back. But the land was sweet and good, and I did what I could. When I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man. So I got myself a cow, I did what I could. And I called my cow no milk now. Call my duck, pot of luck. Call my shack, break my back. But the land was sweet and good, and I did what I could. When I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man. So I got myself a wife, I did what I could. And I called my wife, run for your life. Called my cow, no milk now. Called my shelk, pot of luck. Called my shack, break my back. But the land was sweet and good, and I did what I could. When I first came to this land, I was not a wealthy man. So I got myself a son, I did what I could. And I called my son, my work's done. Called my wife, run for your life. Called my cow, no milk now. Called my duck, pot of luck. Called my shack, break my back. But the land was sweet and good, and I did what I could. But the land was sweet and good, but the land was sweet and good, and I